Typhoon Hagupit needs a name change. Boko Haram makes progress. And one ministry gives new meaning to story time. Details next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Typhoon Hagupit didn't quite live up to its namesake, and the Philippines are pretty glad. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer explains.
The word Hagupit is a local word meaning to lash or flail, and so it kind of gives that ominous, we're going to get punished.
The storm weakened as it passed over the same area hit by Typhoon Haiyan last year. Evacuations were credited with saving thousands of lives. However, Palmer says many are starting over again.
People are still in temporary shelters from last year. They're in these barracks and things like that. So we know that there was a lot of damage in those because they weren't substantial structures.
Their Haiyan partners will be handling the immediate response. Palmer says that's a God thing.
The neat part about it is our folks who are already there responding were there to help in this secondary response of this 1-2 punch.
BGR needs help to keep the funding going. There's a link for that at our website. And as always, pray.
Pray for our workers who are there, that they may be the light and the salt of Christ as they go about helping with this second disaster.
We turn next to a typhoon update from Compassion International. Typhoon Hagupit hit the Philippines Saturday, bringing strong winds and rain with it. People are worried about the flooding and power outages. Compassion says 31 child development centers have been affected, and staff is helping families by finding out their needs and praying with them. As the storm moves westward, pray buildings and areas won't be further affected and for people to remain calm and safe. This is Mission Network News. Boko Haram is expanding its control. Last week, the group destroyed church buildings and homes in Borno State. Morningstar News says 11 were killed and 20 women were kidnapped. Hundreds of people are becoming refugees. World Mission is bringing the gospel to entire villages and restoring hope and providing audio Bibles called The Treasure in hundreds of languages. Thousands are hearing the gospel for the first time. You can provide a treasure by going to our website. Meanwhile, you probably don't remember what you learned in high school algebra, do you? But chances are you remember in great detail the best story you've ever heard. Ron Hushcraft says hope stories are the driving force behind a new aspect of his namesake ministry to Native Americans.
Over and over again, we are seeing the power of a story to help change a life, open a heart, and ultimately change in eternity.
Team members of Ron Hushcraft Ministries' On Eagle's Wings are sharing on video what their lives were like before and after Christ.
We're hoping that it will help viralize the good news of Jesus. Pornography is getting viralized. A lot of ugly stuff is getting viralized. We need the good news of Jesus, which the Christmas season is all about. It'll bring you good news of great joy.
Find details and learn how you can share your own hope story at missionnetworknews.org. And spend less and give more this Christmas. That's what Living Water International is hoping you'll consider. Why? Jonathan Wiles of Living Water.
Our message around Christmas is to focus people in on really the simple tenets and ideas of what Christmas is about.
To get back to the meaning of Christmas, Living Water has multiple ways focusing on sharing the Christmas story worldwide. For example, give a gift card allowing a loved one to give again to someone in need.
Opportunity here is to allow the person that's receiving the card to really draw them into the experience. So rather than the person giving the gift deciding how to allocate the money for a particular project or a particular country, it's the person who's receiving it who gets drawn into that, and it becomes something that could potentially be transformative for them as well.
Browse other Christmas options with Living Water by visiting our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They provide us with lots of stories about the persecuted church, and you can get them too when you sign up for their free weekly prayer alert. 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.